Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Okay, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you're all having a fantastic day. It's an absolute cracking one here in Wellington, New Zealand. It's a day for me to go and play some golf, for sure, with the father-in-law. Can't wait, looking forward to it. It's going to be an absolutely cracker, especially if I beat him, which I hope I do. Anyway, guys, what happened overnight was a lot of green. It was good, very, very good. And what I want to do now is, again, follow up on the theme of yesterday where I went through and did a top 10 scan with you and basically just sort of told you what it looked like, what I was seeing across the market, and basically just follow on from what we had said yesterday in the morning show. Look, Bitcoin, as I said, we were sort of hovering around that 8,000 mark. We actually had seen on the 4-hour drop down below, setting a new lower low, new lower high. Now it's actually reversed. We've now got a higher high and a higher low on that 4-hour. And to be honest with you, a nice small bullish candle on the daily above 8,000 is starting to represent real buying momentum to me. We are starting to see what could potentially be the beginning of a move on Bitcoin. Now, it doesn't even need to happen on Bitcoin right now, to be absolutely honest with you, because across the rest of the market, it is moving phenomenally well. I mean, let's talk about Ripple. Ripple is there with Bitcoin. It's only up 3.6%, but it is up. It's when we get away from Ripple, there are some really strong performers here within. So when we get away from the top two, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, that we've got some really, really strong movers. And I will remind you this. Remember that I said that the top 10, the majority of the nine following Bitcoin makes up the remainder of that, but makes up about 80-odd percent of the remainder of the volume in the market cap. Now, what is market cap? Market capitalization. What is the market worth? What money is in the market? So Bitcoin, I think, has about 42%, something like that. Let me just find out what those numbers are, because it's not hard. You just go to coinmarketcap.com. The total market capitalization right now is $342,314,526,743 with a 24-hour volume of 18 billion, which is great. Bitcoin dominance is 40.6%, which means that 40.6% of that $342 billion of market cap is Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin's market cap is $139 billion. The next closest is Ethereum at $51 billion. Now, as you go down through the top 10, the lowest in the top 10 right now is IOTA at $4.6 billion. So, there's not a lot. So there is a lot. There is a lot in the next nine underneath Bitcoin, and from there, I mean, look, inside of the top 20, we're still within the billions. You know, you step out of the billion market cap at 24. So we do have a lot of momentum there. And if I look at CoinMarketCap right now, I mean, it is just a sea of green, which is absolutely marvelous. We like to see green. Green means buyers. Green means markets moving higher. I mean, we've seen some big performers today, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, I don't mind whether the markets go up or down. Obviously, I'm a trader, and traders can make money whether the market goes up or down. It doesn't concern me too much as far as from a purely trading, making money point of view. But what I can tell you is this. I would much rather see the market climb. Much, much rather see the market climb. Now, you've heard me say it before, even a turkey can fly in a hurricane, which means that even people that don't know what they're doing can make money when the markets are moving really, really strong to the upside. And you know what? That's true. It's a fact, and I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind turkeys flying in a hurricane. I don't see it as an insult to my intelligence or to my years of work trading markets if people that don't know what they're doing are making money. Not at all. I think it's great. You know what I mean? Like, excuse me. I think it's really, really good, and the simple reason I think it's really, really good is that anybody who is taking a punt in this market, and when I say taking a punt, I don't mean taking a punt from the perspective of gambling. I mean, if somebody is in there who says, okay, well, this cryptocurrency thing seems to be gaining some momentum. I might need to get involved with this. I might need to diversify my portfolio and at least have something of a crypto holding. Now, these people are in the market right now, and I'm seeing it across the country. I mean, I'm here in New Zealand right now. I'm sitting in lovely Wellington, as I've told you. And, I mean, the conversations in this part of the world as well are about, you know, there are, because I am who I am and I do what I do, people do know me, and I do have conversations around cryptocurrency quite frequently, whether I like it or not. Even when I'm on holidays, it's good though, because I get to get a bit of a flavor for what's going on in different parts of the world. And I tell you right now, a lot of the conversations right now are around superannuation, all the same, you know, what falls under that bracket, but more importantly, just people that are close to retirement thinking, well, should I maybe put a little bit in? This is the conversation that I'm having. This is starting to come into the conversation, into the mouths of people that are closer to retirement. And that's quite fascinating to me. Because my dad, for example, didn't touch Bitcoin when I said, look, you know, you should be buying it at $3,000. Dad's done well. He doesn't need anything else. But I'll tell you what, I bet he wishes he bought it. People that are closer to their retirement age tend to be more cagey about where they put their money because they want a yield. That's what they want. They want a yield. A yield is an income. When you retire and you have no income from working, you need to have an income from somewhere. Now, whether that be your pension, which in many countries around the world is very substandard, so it's not really livable. I mean, imagine working your entire life to retire broke. I mean, that doesn't sound like much fun to me. The other option is you have to create an income through whether that's being dividends in stocks or shares, whether that's through property, whether that's through bonds, whatever it may be, you need to have some form of income. So they're very, very cagey on this, but a lot of people now starting to have conversations about maybe I should just put 5% of my portfolio into cryptocurrency, spread it evenly out. What do I do? Where do I do it? How do I do it? And this is where some of these indexed funds are now starting to come into their own because it's very easy or it's much easier for these types of conversations to take root and then actually grow into action if there's a nice, easy way for this to happen. There's two ways for this to happen. One, of course, is they can do they can actually enter into crypto and then invest in a token that is a spread across the top 20, for example. The other is, and we're starting to see this a lot more, is traditional, you put your fiat in and that fiat is into a cryptocurrency fund. That fund then manages put the portfolio within cryptocurrency and you get your money back in fiat. Now, this is a really good option for the old generation or the superannuation generation. Oh, sorry, not generation, but all the superannuation investors because they want dollar money. They want cash money. They don't have the belief that, okay, one day I can buy things with Bitcoin. And they don't care. They just want to make money, right? So you put your money into this fund. They go and invest it into cryptocurrencies or crypto assets, I should say. And then when you want to withdraw it, your, say, unit trust value has increased by X if it goes well. Now, these sorts of options are starting to pop up around the place. They're becoming more frequent, and this will bring in more money. It will onboard more clients, and a different demographic will also enter this marketplace. So it's really, really interesting what the sort of conversations I'm having here. Now, back to the markets. Again, if I look here at Ripple, I wanted to give you that information because I do think it's relevant as we are in this space and as we want to see it develop. It's these little things that I'm noticing that I think are important that we also as a community start to take note of and keep your little ears open. Excuse me, I've got a cold here. Keep your ears open. If you start to hear these conversations, just listen, be a part of the conversation because what you hear on the street can certainly help you moving forward, especially depending on the volume of like the topic. If you see the same topic again and again and again, you start to get a consensus to what's going on. Now, Ripple's up 10% today, another big move there. Bitcoin Cash, a really strong performer. I'm not sure why. I've literally, I've just gotten up. It's now sitting around resistance. It's pushed just through it. But I mean, look, it's looking really strong. A really, really big day there for Bitcoin Cash. Don't really know why. Even Litecoin's starting to get a move on. EOS not doing too much, Cardano, again, not a huge day, but we've seen Lumen, again, a nice, strong day. Lumen, one of the top performers out there at the moment, has been for the last couple of weeks, a very, very strong project, a very, very strong move. And again, NEO back in the room as well, up 10%. Finally, we've got IOTA up nearly 5% right now across the board. If I was to say we're averaging out the gains, I'd probably say we're sitting at about 7%. We've got we've got Ripple above 10%, Bitcoin Cash at 16%, Lumen at 7%, NEO at 10%. So we're looking at probably 6% averaged out across the whole market. A fantastic day across the top 10. Market cap has grown significantly. We've seen $18 billion come into the space in the last 24 hours. Let's just see if we can keep that going. Let's see where we are this time tomorrow because I'll be here, you'll be here. And what I want you to do is jump across to the Trader Cobb website now. If you haven't already done it, you need to go to TraderCobb.com. Register for the free bi-weekly video newsletter. Why? Because right now I'm in New Zealand, but I'm telling you something very, very important. When I get back, I am doing a webinar for you. You. Yep, it's going to be free. Yep, you're going to know about it. Yep, it's going to be sent out in the bi-weekly video email. So you need to go to TraderCobb.com right now and register for that. Otherwise, you'll miss out. Get across my social media at TraderCobb Facebook, at TraderCobb on Twitter and YouTube. And I hope you have a great day. I'll speak to you all again tomorrow, guys. Take it easy. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.